Signor Antonio, many a time and oft in the Rialto you have rated me about my monies and my usances. Still have I borne it with a patient shrug, for sufferance is the badge of all our tribe. You call me misbeliever, cutthroat dog, and spit upon me Jewish gabardine, and all for use of that which is me known. Well then, it now appears you need my help. Go to then. You come to me and you say, Shylock, we would have money. You say so. You that did void your room upon me beard and put me as you spurn a stranger cur over your threshold. Monies is your suit. What should I say to you? Should I not say, hath the dog money? Is it possible a cur can lend 3,000 ducats? Or should I bend low and in a bondsman's key with bated breath and whispering humbleness say this? Fair sir, you spit on me on Wednesday last. You spurned me Saturday. Another time you called me dog. And for these courtesies, I lend you that much money. This kindness will I show. Go with me to a notary, seal me there your single bond, and in a merry sport, if you repay me not on such a day, in such a place, such sum or sums as are expressed in the conditions, let the forfeit be nominated for an equal pound of your fair flesh, to be cut off and taken in what part of your body pleaseth me. Oh, Father Abraham, what these Christians are, whose own hard dealings teaches them to suspect the thoughts of others. Pray you tell me this. If he should break his day, what should I gain by the exaction of the forfeiture? A pound of man's flesh taken from a man is not so estimable, profitable neither, as flesh of muttons, beefs, or goats. I say to buy his favor, I extend his friendship. If he will take it, so. If not, adieu. And for me love, I pray you wrong me not.